Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I'm going to try to host an okay show, but I suffer from an otitis, and it may give me some trouble to speak, so we'll see how much I can do, but I seem to be okay. I just took some Advil. Hopefully, it reduces the inflammation. Ty Rogerson says, I remember one of my more intelligent friends telling me in April 2020 he was reasonably confident 175 million people would die of COVID. Yeah, I remember this time. Do you remember the Thunderfoot calculations based on the early death rates in China? And I don't remember what numbers it was, but it was something like hundreds of millions of people dying. Something like a significant portion of the American population just disappearing in a swoop. And I was laughing my ass off. I was debunking these things back then. And hopefully we have learned some things. Society has learned something. Society, hopefully in 10 years from now, sees it coming. There are people who it's their first time realizing that the whole system of pandemic talk and lockdowns is a whole scam. Mark Schriner on Twitter was saying, I am more worried about randomly dropping dead from the two shots of Pfizer I took last year than COVID itself. Let that sink in. Isn't that the truth? Shitting myself now. Someone, he answers, I was extremely pro-vaccine. To be honest, I had a hate on for people who didn't take it. I'll be honest, I didn't care about the vax pass either because I wanted some normalcy back so bad. I'm legitimately ashamed I was like that. Same as you, mate, I fell for it and genuinely thought I was helping out. Now I go to sleep wondering if I'll wake up. Wish I could flush that poison out of my system. When I'm pushing too hard in the gym, I'm constantly thinking the same, worried about potential damage to my heart. When I had COVID, I was running most days. I knew they were bad news, but I was petrified of being hospitalized with COVID and having a doctor not treat me because I didn't have the vaccines. They were like that then. It was a horrendous time, so I took them, and now I worry every day. Sarah Jones says, I said from day one that I wouldn't have it. People laugh when I say it was a gut feeling, but I don't care. I'm so glad I listened to that gut feeling because it saved me a lot of pain and anguish now. The vaccinated are nervous, are starting to feel the heat in their heart. Barnaby Brito says, feels so good to have been able to live like an hermit and not taking any mystery science juice for the sake of being able to go back to the restaurant. Absolutely. It is so good that we had, that some people had the privilege and luxury, like me, to isolate from society and say, you want to punish me? Go ahead, punish me. I'm not doing what you want. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I'm doing good today. I'm feeling the cold of winter starting to snap, and I love it. I always love the fall because this feeling of being cold and being cozy inside, that is very unique. You cannot really be cozy in the summer. In the summer, there's heat outside, there's heat inside. But when the fall begins, I have this great experience of it being very cold outside and then going inside and feeling good under the bed sheets. It feels really good. Mama JF says, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Whoa, Mama JF is going on full rage against the machine tonight. Fractalman says, Mama JF, I think rage is cocked now. Yes, let us not forget that the very people who sang fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, also rooted for vax mandate. So careful what you sing, Mama JF. You may be singing the songs of communism. I think I should go into the business of covering the freaking royal crap. Look at this. 4 billion people watched her funeral ceremonies. Titles that are so long. I mean, you don't write titles that long. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Royal family's touching final message to the queen as she is buried with Prince Philip alongside her parents and sister. Are you telling me there was no way to write a shorter title? And then you're like, okay, I'd like to get some other news. Oh, how the royals... wait a minute. Okay, I'd like to get to the news that are not royal related. Well, okay. The lip reader reveals Prince William's exchange with his brother Harry at the committal service as he allowed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to take their seats before himself and Kate. Oh my god, a lip reader. Okay, what about the non-royal news? Meghan's tears for Her Majesty Duchess of Sussex wipes her eye as she and Prince Harry watch procession. Okay, but I'd like to have some news not about the royal family. They did their country proud. 8 young pallbearers are praised for their composure while carrying the Queen's coffin up to the steep steps at Windsor as the world held its breath. Oh my god, what about the non-royal news? Holy shit! Dignified Kate's tribute to the Queen. Princess of Wales wears Her Majesty's pearl choker and drop earrings as she joins her husband and her children at historic funeral service. Okay, let's get to the part where they don't talk about the royal... Oh no. Relief as huge security operation goes to plan, rooftop snipers, anti-drone tech, SAS team, and more than 15,000 police officers, how public and guests were protected during Queen's funeral. Okay, I want to get the general news. Princess Aya makes rare public appearance at Queen's funeral. Okay. Oh. Someone toasted to the queen, but some woman found herself crying on the floor. Okay, still in the monarchy. Okay, but our unrivaled glory, not even the queen could have... No, that's the queen. Okay, there were some church singers for the queen's state funeral. More queen news. Oh, that's not related to the queen. Oh no, it was related to Elizabeth II's state funeral, and it was Justin Trudeau singing Bohemian Rhapsody at the Queen's funeral? Okay, here we are. So here the non-Queen news started. So some guy got released from jail. That is, as someone pointed out on the regular chat, Queen posting. Yes, Justin Trudeau, I saw the video of him singing Bohemian Rhapsody, which I've already performed publicly. I can play on piano and sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Certainly, I sing better and play better than Justin Trudeau. It was horrible, but I didn't know he was singing this. Was he singing this at some Queen funeral? That would be... Sensitive in terms of, insensitive in a way. General Reverence says, on what day of what year can you scroll down to find real informative news in the Daily Mail? Well, I took it as an example because they're doing quite the Queen posting. And even Tucker Carlson was talking about the Queen. On the day of Elizabeth's death, Tucker Carlson, in what was arguably his worst broadcast ever, devoted an entire segment not only to honor the Queen, but to extol the virtues of the British Empire, asserting that Britain ruled over the world with decency unmatched in human history. For several days, Rupert Murdoch's Fox News ran a non-stop series of reports and features praising every aspect of the House of Windsor, including a ridiculous lengthy dialogue on their popular show The Five. In intensity, Fox's barrage more than echoed its build-up for the genocidal Ukraine war against Russia. What they didn't mention is that every US dollar routes through London and the crown gets her cut. Certainly, it's when Tucker Carlson starts queen posting that you realize that Tucker Carlson is merely a grifter. He is willing to let you hear something about, maybe he's pro-white, you know, but in the end, he sides with what he's employed to do, which is charm a certain audience, but for mainly elite talking points, and he's ultimately just as much to the service of elites as the other Fox News host. He's just doing it to a younger audience, and he acts as a gatekeeper as part of this system. Someone sent me a link to the Scientific Black Pill. It's an incels.wiki. I didn't know that the incels had their wiki. Maybe it's a good place to exchange intellectually, perhaps even if there are single ladies in the audience, perhaps go check out incels.wiki and marry an editor. I don't know. Well, I love the incels. I love dunking on them at times, but I also love them deeply because ultimately I understand them. I could have been an incel if it wasn't of Mama JF who accepted me in her life. I might have ended up as an incel. But yeah, there's a lot of information in there. The Scientific Black Pill, all sorts of points that will favorize your view, that will make you reach a black pill view of the world. Male gang members have dramatically more female sexual partners. Childhood bullies experience greater sexual success than non-bullies. More than half of prison staff sexual misconduct involves female guards / staff. 39% of hospitalized male psychopaths had consensual sex with female mental health staff. Holy shit. Oh my god. The black pill keeps hitting. I love it. Women desiring marriage and commitment are more attracted to narcissistic men. Female narcissism reduces marital quality for men, but male narcissism does not for women. Men are attracted to nice women, but women are not attracted to nice men. Holy shit. Vegetarian men are less attractive, likable, and masculine to women than omnivorous men. Rapists are far more sexually active than other men. Benevolent sexism is approved in society by both men and women. Misogynistic men are more sexually active than most men. And physically attractive people convey personality traits better during first impression. I mean, it keeps going and going and going. There are so many statements. I will be reading through this. Absolutely fascinating. I mean, these incels, they have a lot of time on their end, and you certainly cannot criticize them for for not supporting their views. They are very serious about all this, and I have to just concede to that most of their theories of the world are correct, as far as I can tell. You have to take the black pill. Biden declares the pandemic is over despite continued use in policies and programs. So a very bizarre statement from Biden. The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it. Now, this has launched the Twitterettes who were so attached to the idea of a pandemic because it allows them to get jobs and it allows them to justify more technocratic invasion of privacy and individual rights. They don't want the pandemic to be over. But also someone who merely has some care for the stats and the truth and the math will note that it is when we were here in this bump that people were highly critical of Trump. And they were saying, oh my God, Trump is kidding us. Trump is kidding grandma. Trump is sending the wrong message to his base. This is in this bump, by the way, that we were being censored, that the social media went after us for having various views. And this was very dramatic. I mean, it was almost apocalyptic what was happening in this bump. And then we have Biden showing up in the mid of a bump, and then under Biden and under the vaccine, we had resurgence worse than under Trump, and then another resurgence here during the summer. And here you have Biden saying the pandemic is over. But the pandemic is as active as the peak under Trump. There are more daily new cases right now than there were at the very peak, or almost as much as the very peak under Trump. So if the pandemic is over today, the pandemic was also over and in fact never began under Trump. The pandemic began at the very end of the Trump presidency and the switch toward the Biden presidency right here. That was a beginning of a pandemic. There was no pandemic under Trump because it was lower than when the pandemic is declared over. And you have to pay attention. What is a pandemic? A pandemic is simply the endemic and assumed freely spreading of a virus across the world. Well, COVID is freely spreading. They have admitted that the vaccines doesn't stop the spread. So how is the pandemic finished? Go Away says, have you done a review of Jordan Peterson's new conservative manifesto video? I want to watch it myself, but I only just managed to purge Peterson from my YouTube recommendation, and I don't want to mess that up. Can you watch it for me? I will certainly watch it. And people were criticizing in the private Patreoning out. They were saying, JF, we want more full video reviews of you. So if you tell me that there's a manifesto by Jordan Peterson, I will certainly watch it in full and review it in full. That will allow me to tell James and the others who believe this that I'm doing as they recommended. They told me, JF, we want more full video review. By the way, if any of you have full videos, what I told them in the private Patreon hangout is, I want to do this. It's my bread and butter. I know that it's much more interesting to hear me do full video reviews because I bring you toward the full analysis of every detail and the declinations of language and everything that is said. But my problem is there's less and less intelligent video being made. So if you have propositions like this, I certainly will. So I'll be watching this Jordan Peterson tonight and I'll be reviewing it tomorrow. Never forget how cruel they were to the unvaxxed. An excellent video.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants, terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
because they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
At 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
Well, you know, it's my rights. Okay. But I don't care.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts.
Oh my God, we don't hear these things anymore. What has happened? These people have left us alone. I think they've understood that if they continue to do this, the facts of the world would become undeniable eventually, and they would get called out for the lack of functioning of this vaccine, for its side effects. And they finally left us alone, but they went pretty rough back in those days. Now, go away, we'll be happy. I have reviewed Raising Arizona. I didn't watch it in full. I watched 30 minutes. I watched half of it. I watched half of Raising Arizona. Listen. I didn't know it was by the Coen brothers. I just realized. But you can see the writing of the Coen brothers very much. Look, it is not as bad as you could think based on the fact that it's a Nicolas Cage movie. It is better than the average Nicolas Cage movie. I will watch it in full, go away, but I had time to watch half of it. It is not a movie that is about fatherhood and that is serious, or that throws a intelligent message around fatherhood. It's a movie about a criminal who kidnaps a baby to please his girlfriend, who's a cop. And so they end up having to raise the baby, and the baby is subject to all sorts of kidnappings to return him to his parents, who are rich people. It's not an interesting movie, though the dialogues are pretty rich, and there's this way in which the Coen brothers, you know, they write super advanced dialogues, almost Shakespearean in their writing, and then they have these Nicolas Cage playing this super intelligent dialogue and yet doing it in a countryside type of accent. There's something beautiful and warm about this. You'll also see this in... what's the other Coen brother movie where there's a gentleman criminal who does some mischief? I don't remember the name of the movie, but it's pretty much the same style. It's you take people low grade who are trailer park trash, and you have them play high level dialogue. It gives a contrast, which is funny. But it is still just a Nicolas Cage movie, you know. It cannot be above 5 out of 10. I'll watch the rest tonight, but those are my comments for now. All right. The giant apartment complex that houses 20,000 people. How on earth do they live there? Okay, people were sharing this. It's an old article, but apparently in Russia, they build these gigantic residential places in St. Petersburg, and 20,000 people are living there. It's quite impressive. It's a whole society. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Vote by mail is unconstitutional. Delaware judge rules. A judge struck down a law that was rushed through by Delaware Democrats earlier this year. A Delaware judge ruled Wednesday that a new vote-by-mail law that was enacted earlier this year is unconstitutional. The judge further ruled that vote-by-mail will not be permitted in the upcoming November election. Vice Chancellor Nathan Cook ruled that the law, which Delaware Democrats rammed through the General Assembly in less than 3 weeks this past June, violates a provision in Delaware's constitution that lays out specific circumstances under which an individual is allowed to cast an absentee ballot. So for those states that have it very clear in their constitution, they will be unsuccessful at making these new vote-by-mail schemes. But I suspect that this will be very little states in the U.S. I suspect that the Democrats will be successful at getting what they want in terms of loose voting practices in most of the places. Firestarter says Coen brothers make your typical anti-white movies. I don't know, you know, I've watched, at some point, me and Mama JF, we went through most of their movies, and it was okay. I don't feel that they have a overarching anti-whiteness, although some of them may be, but you'd have to point to which one you're talking about. Disney World enthusiasts say theme park has lost its magic. Nearly 50% of Disney World enthusiasts say they postponed the trip due to the cost. Apparently, the costs are now $109 to $159 per day for a ticket to one Disney World park range. So that's a considerable amount of money. I wouldn't go there. I think it's a waste of money. People are talking about the excitement on the real estate market, and Mama Jeff was talking to me about this and was like, hey, maybe we could sell our house, and which we've renovated a lot, you know, maybe we can sell it at high price and get a better house. You have to be careful because the real estate market is starting to show weakness. A home robo flipper called Open Door. So this was a company that was trusting an AI to buy houses and sell them at a higher price immediately after. They lost money on 42% of all their transactions. They are not in bankruptcy yet, but they seem to have lost a lot of money because the AI was set on certain parameters that probably assumed the ever-increasing nature of the real estate market, just like in the housing bubble. There was this assumption that, oh yeah, it cannot crash. Houses are way too important. And eventually the market crashed. So that's the same, but happening to an AI. DK Shadow says, cosmic justice. Maybe a supreme being exists. You think they got punished for adoring another god? They have made an icon of the AI, and they got punished by God for it. Spurg says, Jeff, do you still support Euro-Asian relationships? I took your advice and she punched me. I have never said that you wouldn't get punched. I have never commented on punching at all. What I said is, if you are in a situation where you cannot find a quality white woman, but you can find a quality Asian woman, do not refuse to date the Asian woman just to save the white race. Save yourself first at all costs. That's always been my position. Now, if you got punched by your Asian wife, or your Asian girlfriend, all I can say is you can still get out of the relationship having fucked an Asian woman, which is a plus, okay? So it's not like it's all in the negative. Stop at looking at everything through negative lens. You have had an Asian girlfriend for a while, and she was most likely beautiful. If you want to go back to dating white women, go for it. I don't say date only Asian women. I say do not be close to dating Asian women just because you want to save the white race, because that's not a good idea. It's self-punishing. You are self-sacrificing for a collective goal that is not in line with your interests. Spurg says she is Oxbridge educated, and I said the white race made the tallest buildings. Oxbridge? I don't know what Oxbridge is. Is it a low-level university that tries to copy the name of Oxford? I think you shouldn't have taunted her with the tall buildings that we create. That was your error, bro. Papa JF has never recommended that you do this. Federal court rules big tech has no freewheeling First Amendment right to censor. I've already covered that news, but I'm happy to see that a couple of days later, Fox News is on it because they made their first page on the website about this, and it's an important case. Decision upholds Texas law that limited the right of social media companies to squash opinions. So that would be important to make this reach the Supreme Court, because this could be the important decision that says Twitter speech, the speech that you do on Twitter is not Twitter speech, it's your speech. And that would be great, because you would inherit all of the First Amendment protections, and Twitter would have none. But I would point out that American Renaissance had been making this argument in court, and it didn't pass. But that was in a different jurisdiction. Now we are in Texas, and they are defending their own law. But it's a federal court that's defending the Texas law there. But bring it to the Supreme Court, and bring back Jared Taylor from American Renaissance. And because his case would suddenly be valid. Judge Hoppo, because I remember that Jared Taylor had been barred from his lawsuit because the argument was that Twitter had a free speech right. Pineapple Platypotamus, I will be banning you. You were a great listener to this show. But I cannot imagine that you have said these words while not thinking that it would have the consequence that it does. And the consequence is that I'm banning you. I don't want to have to lose time thinking, oh, this is a usual audience member, I'm going to keep him in. I'm banning you. Because I'm tired of having to process while I do a show, process the speech of everyone, and look for people who are trying to break the rules in just the right way, just the border. Fuck it, I'm banning everyone who bugs me. And fuck you, Pineapple Platypotamus. It's good to have you as an audience member for the last 7 years, but fuck you for trying this. Judge upholds Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' decision to suspend prosecutor who won't enforce abortion ban. So I was surprised that you can vote for the prosecutor in Florida, but Ron DeSantis can fire the prosecutor. I was surprised, but actually the judge says yes, he can, and so. That was the prosecutor who was saying, we will not apply We will not apply the abortion ban of Ron DeSantis. We will act like the law doesn't exist. Well, it seems you can't do this, and your job is to apply the law. So Ron DeSantis fired the prosecutor, and it is upheld by the judge. Tesla is hiking supercharger prices significantly across Europe. Prices are going up at the pump. We mean the Tesla superchargers. According to a new report from Electrek, Tesla is increasing prices at its supercharger stations significantly as the continent continues to deal with a sprawling energy crisis that shows no sign of slowing. General Irreverence says, JF has to answer this question again and again because he is missing levels of analysis as he is obsessed with Dawkins' selfish gene, shallow selfish gene. It is his sacred text. What is the question that I have to answer? I'm going to give you 3 minutes. Please indicate the basis of your attack, because you say I have to answer a question again and again, and you don't tell me what the question is. So I'm giving you 3 minutes to decline to display the basis of your attack on me. What the fuck is wrong with people? They come in the chat and say, oh, Jeff is so wrong about this one thing that I won't tell you what it is. Oh my God, is he wrong? Oh, that is the one question that Jeff cannot answer. Say it. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, go away. Pretty sure that General Irreverence is that guy JF banned yesterday. He has the exact same approach as yesterday. He comes at the chat and he's like, oh, I got something that JF certainly cannot answer. Yeah, the My Awesome Channel guy. That sounds totally like him. This guy cannot even blur his approach, you know? He has to make it so obvious. Fractal Man says, JF is so wrong about this one weird trick. Maybe these guys are actually written by, you know, the people who write these spam ads that you see everywhere on the internet. Like, you won't believe this one easy trick to clean your nails forever. Oh my God, they're funny. War could escalate over Ukraine terrorist attacks inside Russia, Putin warned. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday warned that Russia could escalate its war in Ukraine in response to terrorist attacks against civilian infrastructure inside Russian territory. Putin has framed this invasion as a limited special military operation that could be upgraded into a full-scale war. His government recently rejected calls to mobilize for war, but Putin signaled there could be some sort of escalation. Yeah, because we've seen some hits inside in the form of attacks and sabotage, so we'll see if Putin has a response to all this. Saul Goodmate says, the question is the woman king the death knell of Western civilization? Well, no, the woman king is just the extra dump of soil over the gasket as it's already buried. That is what it is. General Irreverence says, Jeff, you are getting emotional. Chill. I didn't get banned yesterday. The question I was referring to was the question on race that you were discussing a few moments ago. There is no need to spur go away. We can discuss this like adults. I just happen to disagree with JF on one or two points. But what is that question of race? What is the question that, in your view, let me reread your own words. that shows that I'm missing levels of analysis, as I am obsessed with Dawkins' shallow, selfish gene. What is the question, and what is the missing level of analysis that I have? Because I do have the level of analysis of the race, and I know that if you sacrifice yourself for your race, eventually the race that shows up to receive your sacrifice will not be yours anymore, and you'll still sacrifice for it. So I'm not missing levels of analysis. I'm including them, but I'm including them in a way you don't like. So I totally recognize the existence of race. That doesn't mean you have to chop your balls for the race, which is what a lot of guys are doing right now. They are literally saying, I will refuse to reproduce with this Asian woman for my race. And that is not a good idea. That is a willingness to self-sacrifice for a group that you feel you are part of. But what happens when the group change? What happens when the group isn't your race anymore that much? You have still educated your children, you have still produced your children for this self-sacrificial behavior that suddenly is not in your genetic interest anymore. Eventually, that is the story of every replacement that has ever happened. And it is the story of the sterile worker abandoning its reproductive output to a queen that he doesn't control. Justin, Russia's Gazprom to launch the Kovikta gas field in December, according to a statement on Telegram. So Russia developing its gas pumping capabilities, that is a good thing. SCOTUS ruling over voters challenging elections rules leaves uncertainty in Georgia. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a rare emergency order late last month and sided with voters who challenged Georgia's system of electing members to the state's Public Service Commission. The case began when a group of black leaders sued the state, claiming the Republican-controlled General Assembly approved a redistricting plan last year that dilutes the black vote in two of the five PSC districts. I hope that the SCOTUS eventually is capable of giving the right answer to this, which is that your group of black people as a whole has no legitimacy under the Constitution. If you are, as a black individual, as a black person, targeted and denied fair process of law, due process, then you have a basis. But your group is not entitled to be concentrated in a single voting district. It is absolutely the right of the state to design their voting district the way they want. And I hope that the SCOTUS, under its current Republican leadership, puts an end to all these group demands of, oh, we want our group to be included in a single district so that it's highly concentrated. You don't have that right. Just like white people don't have this right either. There is no case of white people saying, hey, we don't like how our states have designed our borders. Let's redraw them. General Irreverence is receiving messages from everyone. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, people are saying that I'm not getting emotional. Yeah, I don't. I think that if you think I'm emotional, you are misunderstanding my state of mind. Russia transfers old St. Petersburg defense missiles to Ukraine front. Finland's Yle broadcaster said in a lengthy investigative report issued Sunday that Russia's military has taken the unprecedented step of moving old anti-aircraft missile systems to its captured regions of Ukraine amid an ongoing shortage of advanced weapons. So there's these old style big missile barrels. My understanding is that these missiles are meant for destroying aircrafts. So I guess it's Russia just protecting the air so that they don't get attacked on the front lines by the Ukrainians' counter-offensives. There is a video that has been making the rounds, a guy with an axe in McDonald's. It's quite informative to understand what a day looks like in New York City. So he seems to be confrontational toward a group of individuals. But he's mostly confrontational to this guy here and being blocked by these individuals here. Now he is the victim of aggression. You have to give it to him. You know, the right wing has been covering this guy as a crazy guy with an axe. In my view, he is here, the victim of aggression. Now, he may have looked for the aggression because he was confrontational. I guess we would need the initial events at the beginning of all this, which we don't have. But let's be clear, he's getting punched on the head right here before he pulls his axe. And he's being attacked by a group. He displays amazing self-control up to then.
Nah, I ain't gonna fight. He looked like he about to get ass. I said it.
Bro, please, go, back up.
Now he's committing acts of aggression against the McDonald's by breaking this glass. I take issue with this. The McDonald's didn't do this anything to this guy. Now he knocks out the guy, the white guy there.
See, look, that's why I keep my knife on me all the time, man. Shit like this, you never know. I know, man.
He does some intimidation of the woman. These McDonald's tables are super easy to break. He broke one here, he's breaking one there. I would have never thought that just a hack hitting on it is enough to crack the whole table. But when you think about it, they are quite thin and they are kind of granite based, so it's easy to get a crack going if you put some force. Here we have a woman trying to keep her blackmail in the so that he doesn't get involved further into the conflict. All right, so that is the whole scene, because we see clipped versions where we just see the axe. I think it's important to understand the behavior with the axe in context, where this guy had been punched. He had been punched in the back of the head and punched on the side of the head. Now, I'm not saying that this justifies a exit, but he was definitely the victim of aggression. And then that aggression itself, was it caused by his earlier aggression? It's hard to say because the video starts when the conflict is already begun, really. But he seems to be looking for trouble. Someone says, hope that he gets in jail. Well, he got in jail for a moment, but he was released without bail. Because in New York, this is the kind of crime that that is not sufficient to keep you in jail for it. They say that this is mischief and possession of a weapon, a fourth degree public mischief. And that is the breaking of the glass. Basically, what these charges are suggesting is that he's not being charged for threatening the people with the axe, attacking the people with the axe, or punching the guy. He's being charged for breaking the McDonald glass and for perhaps just wielding the axe and having a weapon in the McDo. So that's why fourth degree mischief. These mischief are so generous in terms, like, it's like nothing. People are breaking stuff, they're wrecking society, and they get this mischief, just a general crime, but it's very bizarre in terms of a category of crime. Okay, that's how New York wants to live. Go away, says Jeff. Can you review this trans axe attack in a 7-Eleven that happened 20 meters from my old home? This video contains extremely violent scenes that may shock some viewers. Well, I didn't plan to be doing a show specifically about axe attacks. So she's just walking around with an axe. So that's Go Away, by the way. Who was in the neighborhood at the time. You can see that Go Away has long dreads because he spends most of his day, you know, trolling on the internet, and he has no time to wash his hair. So it forms like kind of rolls with the dirt and everything. So there seems to be an interaction here that increases the pressure. But then things turn horribly violent. I don't know if I want to show this on the show. I haven't reviewed it yet. Will she just chop his head or whatever? Well, let us just clarify that I haven't reviewed this video. What you see might be scenes of violence which are reported for the purpose of news reporting, okay? If you feel faint or you don't like this kind of video, please disconnect from the show right now. Okay, it seems like more like a bump on the nose for now. Oh, that is direct slashing. That is full hack and slash. Just the strongest hit possible with an axe. Just boom, in the body. Okay. So this is the Australian way of axe attacks, very different from the New York McDo. And what was the outcome? It was okay. She was carrying a knife. Someone was asking if she was carrying a knife. Did they die? Did they swung the axe full force in Mr. Rimmer's face when he looked away to move up in the queue? I think that they will be able to survive, it seems like, unless the axe just cut at a very wrong place randomly. It seems like they will have big injuries, but that they seem okay. They seem functional. Go away says he got out of prison a year or two ago. Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's not enough punishment for these violent attacks just because of the result, you know? The person doesn't die, so it's not a murder. I think there should be something in the law about we're gonna evaluate you on the dangerousness of your action, independent of the outcome. Genesis says, don't start a conversation with an insane person. Yeah, I mean, this guy probably was trying to calm things down, you know. But the problem is, if someone is on a mindset of criminality and this person has an axe in her hands, there's no calming down. Whatever you're gonna say is gonna trigger her further and further in her range. In a rage. Silver Spider sends $10. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, hey JF, I had a coworker today tell me that labor is more important than capital. He is extremely pro workers' rights, even though he himself is not a productive worker at all. How would you respond to this? Well, that is basically he's on the way toward communism, and he's probably a communist. But he probably phrased it in terms of labor because he wanted to go easy on you. You guys are working together, so this is all dog whistles for communism. Basically, this guy is a Welsh listener, and he thinks that labor is everything because it's very easy for a communist, and you have to grant them the view. Like, imagine that money disappears tomorrow. My hands are still making the work of that will lead to my product. Your hands are still taking the product from the store. All of it could be going on and be seen as transfer of hands, and all of it could be thought of as labor. So basically, if you shut down money, the world doesn't fall tomorrow. That is what basically the communist does in terms of a thought experiment in his head. And he realizes, my God, as long as all these hands are still doing exactly the same thing, there's no reason why the society would crumble. You're still going to have the car maker making cars with his hand, and you would still have the people getting the cars and using it. So that's how the communist reaches this fascination with labor. What if there was no money? And then they will work from there, and they will start. And if you start questioning them and you say, well, how are you going to limit what people can buy if there's no money? And then they will have various understanding of need. They will come up with, oh, people have to get what they need. And we will determine, okay, you need a car, but you don't need 10 cars, so you're getting a car. And this is where the devil shows in the detail. Okay, so you ask me, what do I say to him? You start asking him about what about how will you limit consumption? Because if money disappears and it's all labor, then how do you determine who gets what? How do you determine that a family does deserve 4 cars or 3 cars or 2 cars? How many babies justify having a third car? How many McDonald's Big Mac? is the fair number of McDonald's Big Mac to have in a month? What if you have problem ABC in your life? Do you deserve more Big Macs this month? And then you start realizing that money, first and foremost, is a limiter of access to the products of labor, which labor itself cannot solve. If it's all about labor, you don't have a mechanism to say, okay, you've got enough Big Macs here. What is enough Big Macs for a month? Well, the answer is, how much money can you drop on the counter? That is how many Big Macs you deserve. So that's the first thing that money comes to solve. The second thing that money comes to solve is, who should control labor? So yes, if you continue society without money, on the next day it might work, actually. In fact, it works every week like this. People go to work without getting paid until the next Thursday. So in a way, society is all set up already to work on labor without money. But here's what happens. Who decides what is the kind of labor that is worth pursuing and the kind of labor that is not worth pursuing? Now, since you've already talked to him about needs, he's going to have introduced some kind of need-based redistribution of wealth to the people. But here's the problem. You have created a need-based redistribution. How do you fulfill those needs? What happens in your society when there's more babies, more population to serve? How do you expand certain branches? How do you say, okay, we need more labor working on water pipes this month, and then more labor working on Big Macs the next month? Who decides this? So he's going to come up with central control. And this is going to suggest somehow that experts will be deciding based on statistics about what people consume. They will be deciding where to put the labor. And then you can start approaching him on innovation. How do we decide if there's a market that has never been filled, then there's no statistic? Who's the expert who's going to decide it's worth it pursuing smaller CPUs or it's worth it to pursuing smaller GPUs? But if you have a limited amount of labor, you can only decide to explore creativity and innovation in one route. Who decides whether it's the CPU or the GPU we're going to improve? And then you introduce him, finally, to how capitalism and money came to solve this problem. Capitalism and money came and determined how much control of labor do you deserve. And it's quite simple. It's you buy the labor on the market. And the labor's worth is what you can get out from the labor. So someone who has accumulated millions and billions deserves to be able to tell to people, you're going to work on improving this. You're going to work on producing this. And why do these people deserve it? It's because they've accumulated money. And the only way they could accumulate that money is by serving what people needed. Somehow they were successful in a line of business for which there was demand. So, all in all, in summary, the communist that talked to you, Silver Spider, doesn't have a solution without money for limiting consumption, doesn't have a solution to optimize the allocation of resources, and ultimately the allocation of labor. The great reason money must exist is that we need a tool to determine who controls labor. And that tool must not be authoritarian, must not be experts from the state, because they would get it wrong every time. Mark D sends a $20 super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, salut JF, thanks for the show. Here's to celebrating the purbloods among us. Santé. Yes, there's only purblood circulating in that bicep. Unvaccinated, raw, just caveman, meat-fed human blood. You're gonna go date a vax. You're gonna go date vaxed sperm. It won't work. We're not a border town. We don't have the infrastructure to handle this type of immigration to our city. We're not Texas. Oh, those are beautiful. It's beautiful to see Democrats say it. We don't have the infrastructure. So that's what Texas should say. That's what Florida should say. We don't have the infrastructure. We're not Vermont. We don't have the infrastructure. And then Vermont should say, we're not California. We don't have the infrastructure. I was not demoted. Don Lemon melts down on air after obvious time slot demotion. So, okay, it's a little funny, but he's been transferred to the morning spot, which, holy shit, when you are stuck in the morning spot, your job is to be smiling all the time to the old people who watch you. Good morning, America. How are you doing? But I love how he explained this away. He said, it's not a demotion. This is an opportunity. An opportunity for me to create something around me, and I get to work with two great ladies. And he says, by being in the morning show, he's going to have the opening impact on the editorial direction of CNN that day. Morning shows have no impact at all. They are really, they are kind of bizarre in a way. They are truly normie oriented. There's nothing more awkward than the morning show. The environment has gotten worse. TV and film industry sputters as cost cutting and layoffs take hold. So the TV and filming industry is going down. The stocks are losing their share. The production companies do not invest anymore. It's going to be a slow moment for artistic production. And it's fine that it's that way, you know. We spend too much money in that domain. We should create more quality stuff less often. General Irreverence says, Dead Star, it is on record, unless it has been deleted. The gist was that the selfish gene is not sufficient to understand the whole world. I stand by it. I have also been proved correct in calling out the multiple emotionally stunted artists in this chat. Well, but you are fighting a strawman. I have never said, nor is anyone here, saying that the selfish gene contains the description of the full world and that there is nothing else that is needed to understand the universe. No one has ever said this, so you're fighting a straw man. At this point, it's not irreverence, it is stupidity. And I think people in the chat and myself are better ignoring you going forward. The BBC has boasted that it triggered the removal of a Facebook vaccine injury support group with over 250,000 members. Are the injured no longer even allowed to talk to one another? Well, that's pretty much it, yes. I'm not surprised they went after these injury groups, because you end up having hundreds of thousands of people. All of them have their individual story they want to share, and it's really not looking good for the vaccine companies. I mean, there's so much people out there. I love the Telegram groups on the subject. You get first-hand testimony by people who have been hurt and they feel betrayed, and rightfully so. Elon Musk's latest court filing against Twitter alleges fraud based on former Twitter security chief's testimony in front of Congress. So as I had predicted, and it wasn't hard to predict, Elon Musk is recuperating some of this security chief testimony because it's useful to him. It makes a case in line with his own. What else do we have? I have a last news item for tonight, and we will be cutting the show. Firestarter says, what the fuck is this carrot pick supposed to mean? I don't know. Maybe it was the logo of the vaccine group. Maybe there's some hidden sense to it. Isn't it the idea of, you know, the carrot and the stick? You drive people's behavior. You drive the donkey toward a certain place. So the vaccine is like the carrot. It's like, oh, yeah, you want to get you want to go back to normalcy. You need the vaccine. You need that carrot. Maybe it is that. I don't know. But in any case, it seems like this was the logo or the thumbnail used by DailySkeptic.org, who was covering this news item. A viral video of a mother joining in the beating of a teenager. Sometimes you have, you know, the mother is not any more wise than her teenage daughter and joins in the beating.
Afternoon, just outside of Olsen Middle School in Dania Beach, the video starts off showing a shouting match of some sorts as curse words are exchanged.
It seems that it may be a white woman here, not sure. White teenager, I don't know.
Then an 11-year-old girl is seen being violently beaten. The victim is yanked to the ground. She's dragged and hit multiple times. The woman in the orange shirt is Thomas, who joins in with her daughter to attack.
So you have this, she is 50-year-old, and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna fight on the street. Now she's in jail. She has been arrested. In jail, accused of joining in on beating an 11-year-old. The preliminary investigation revealed an altercation occurred off campus where one juvenile threw another juvenile to the ground while striking her in the head and face. During the altercation, the mother of one of the girls, who was later identified as 50-year-old Sabrina Thomas, also began striking the juvenile victim multiple times and pulling her hair. All right. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for joining the show. If you'd like to support the show on a regular basis, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar. We need your support to keep going, but it's going well, and I'm entering the winter with great excitement and great things ahead. That is it for tonight. I'll be going to watch the Jordan Peterson Conservatism Manifesto. That sounds like it will be incomplete. Bye-bye.